Blog Talk Radio.
Been running through me like you got somewhere to be. You're stuck in a full-time daydream. Always in a rush, I know you're busy for lunch. Taking pictures of your coffee.
Yes, we do. We all go running around and around and around. And now we're going to stop running around for a while, sit back and relax, and listen and enjoy the moment. Yes, this is our official band that provides all the music for Tippy Talk. He's Newborn. If you have not heard of them yet, you will, because they're on the brink of exploding into a world-renowned band. And if you want to hear more of the music, you can go to newbornband.com and enjoy the wonderful sounds. And now it's time to step into the Sippy Zone, where we explore the other side of reality, the side that allows you to reshape your life, to step into your power, and to connect to the fact that we are all one. Welcome to Tippy Talk. My name is Tippy Feldenstein, and I am dedicated to explore a life that is lived with clarity, confidence, control, and awareness. Tippy Talk is where you go from where you are to where you want to be. Well, I hope you can hear me, because the technical difficulties over here threw me off and out of the studio. And then when I tried to connect again, they wouldn't accept me. And so I'm not sure if I'm recording or not, but if you are listening live, you had a little bit of dead space. You probably walked away or hung up, but we're back now. Online, at least I think we are, but I'm going to have to check it out later. If you're not listening live, then don't worry about it, because I will fix it. But right now, that really threw me off. And I was talking about politically correct version of Happy Holidays when I got thrown off. So if this is an omen, I guess it might be an omen. It is, and it is trying to give me a message. And so I won't say anything further. But I do wish all of you a lot of blessings and a lot of love. And you can tell me Merry Christmas. I don't celebrate Christmas, but I will not be offended. You can tell me Happy Hanukkah, and if I don't celebrate Happy Hanukkah, I still won't be offended. But I will be offended if you tell me Happy Holidays, and I celebrate Hanukkah, and it's a week after Hanukkah, which is over, and you're telling me Happy Holidays for what? For something I celebrate because you're trying to be inclusive, or just to be politically correct, which is, as far as I'm concerned, very, very ridiculous. But I'm not going to get off on the tantrum today, because today there is something much, much more important that I want to talk about. And that is the observation exercise, which is what many will call meditation. I call it the observation exercise because meditation is being so misrepresented from so many different sources that I felt I should do an authentic meditation to really get at the root purpose of meditating. And here's a wonderful quote from a novel called Siddhartha by Hermann Hesse. You are like me. You are different from other people. You are you and no one else. And within you, there's a stillness and a sanctuary to which you can retreat at any time and be yourself just as I can. Few people have the capacity, yet everyone could have it. Okay, so that's a quote from a novel by Hermann Hesse. And the reason I'm quoting this is because that's basically the only purpose of meditation is to reach that stillness, that sanctuary, which is within us, and allow us to become the objective observer. And if your meditation is not doing that, then it's nice. It's nice to do a relaxation. It's nice to do a contemplation. It's nice to do a visualization, but that's not meditation. So just be aware whether you're meditating or not, because the meditation itself, the purpose always has to be to be still and know to reach that stillness and that sanctuary within you. And that's why I'm going to give you a little bit more about meditation. And it helps, meditation helps us when you do the true meditation in so many different ways. It helps us when we have challenges, but it also makes us understand that the challenges are what we came here for, and that we're never given challenges that we cannot overcome. Because basically the purpose of life is to give us a chance to be the grandest version of the greatest vision ever that you held about who you are. So when challenges are around or when they hit you, then you have to learn how to move straight to the clarity and to the wisdom that you get by tapping into yourself. And a lot of people believe that this is what we came to this life for. So it's basically about rising to the occasion, and you know that you have the resource with which to create the right and the perfect outcome for you. So it's about finding the authentic you through meditation. And basically the side effect of meditation is that it will fill your ears with the sound of love. It will fill you completely with the sound of love. And I'm going to tell you a little story about the meditation before I go into the correct meditation and do it with you and for you. And if you want any further coaching and guidance on meditation to tap into that, if you have the urge to tap into that sanctuary within yourself, then I'll be happy to go on forward for that. So you can email me at cptalkshow@gmail.com and we can take it further. But I'm going to tell you a story now about a student who went to his meditation teacher, and he said to his meditation teacher, "My meditation is horrible. I feel so distracted, or my legs ache, or I'm constantly falling asleep. It's just horrible." So the teacher says firmly, "It will pass." And a week later, the student came back to the teacher and he says, "My meditation is wonderful. I feel so aware, so peaceful, so alive. It's just wonderful." And the teacher replies very firmly, and he says, "It will pass." And this is just a quick meditation story that I wanted to share with you, because the story illustrates a very important meditation concept. Don't hold any expectations about the practice. And like I said before, if you want to learn more about meditating deeply and forming a very strong mind-body connection with yourself, one of the powerful ways of doing it is to really just keep meditating. Or if you want any coaching and help, like I said, email me at cptalkshow@gmail.com. Because meditation's goal is to become aware of your thinking. We are aware of a teeny weeny little part of our thinking in an everyday situation. So becoming aware of our thinking is one, but the second step of becoming aware of our thinking is being able to look at it objectively. Because becoming involved emotionally in our thinking can take us down a road that we've been going around in circles our entire life, keep running around and around. And Shakespeare once said that there's nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. So if you think it's good or you think it's bad, you're right. And I'm sure you've heard that one before. And because your thoughts are extremely powerful, and really, in a way, you are your thoughts. You are what you think about all day. You are what you think about most of the time. So if you have positive thoughts, then you become a successful and positive person. And guess what happens when you have negative thoughts? So if you often find yourself thinking negatively, either during meditation or at other times, and you become aware of it, don't resist your thoughts. Don't start fighting it, because that will take you to a more negative state. Just become aware of them, objective about them, and then let them go. And then you can clear your mind, and that's how you begin the path towards your inner serenity. So if you have trouble clearing your mind, meditating very deeply, then make sure to contact me or someone else that will be able to help you get through that hurdle and into an amazing experience of meditating. So the idea is, and the message that I'm trying to give you right now is basically, keep meditating, because happiness is where you belong, and feeling content is your birthright, as Thomas Merton said. I'm going to quote what he said. Happiness is not a matter of intensity, but of balance and order and rhythm and harmony. And that's basically what we want to get, the balance, the rhythm, and the harmony. And so what I'm going to do now is go through the observation exercise. You can actually do it with me if you want. And you could just listen to it and then attempt to do it later if you want, whatever it is that you want. But I'm going to go really quickly through the observation exercise. And that way, if you try it, you can tell me how it worked for you. So we all felt it. That magical moment when we actually tapped into another dimension, either for a second or for a minute, because it opens us right where we are, and it shows us just where we are. And all of a sudden, we see ourselves in an intense moment of awareness. I don't know if that happened to you, but it happened to me a couple of times. And one time, happened to me as I was standing in the bus stop, and I guess it must have been fall. It was a long time ago. I must have been fall, and the leaves were all over the place. And it literally opened up and showed me, and the leaves were actually dancing. They actually had a choreographed dance. And that was my moment. And I have a lot of other moments, but that one is the most powerful one that first comes to mind. And ever since then, seeing leaves fall or blow from the wind, it gives me an amazingly awakening, satisfying moment that I can't even begin to describe. So if you've had a moment like that, that's the light of consciousness within us. It's always waiting to show itself, especially when life is difficult, but also when life is joyful. Because that light is always within us. It's just a matter of us tapping into it. We can perceive that subtle energy that is animating with us when we're in a receptive attention, and that's when we meditate. When we tune into our objective reality and perceive the sacred energy that is coming into us always in every moment. And it always comes in with a thin veil, so that we don't actually see it unless we move the veil over. and it's in our everyday reality. But recognizing it, recognizing when it touches us, takes us to self-awareness, takes us across that threshold into an awakening. And it's when we see, that's when we see it, and that's when we become free. And so that's where, if you've ever heard of the saying, be still and know, that's where that is, that moment of stillness. And that moment, really, in a way, we get to see our own light. We're free for that 1 second, or if it happened for 5 minutes or whatever amount of time, we're free of the illusion that usually plagues us. And so the observation exercise is also, as you know, known as the meditation exercise, but it's not your regular everyday visualization and breathing meditation. It's the one superior one. That's why I want you to relax, because in a minute I'm going to go through it with you. It takes us from here to where we want to go, which is what the show is all about. And where we want to go instinctively is towards our inner light, because it's already ours and it has always been ours. And so the way to begin is by doing the observing and feeling our body in a different and simple way, a more profound way, keeping all the thoughts on top of it. It's an observation of our body with a neutral eye, with an objective perspective. We can either observe our posture, you can observe your facial expression, you can breathe, but take a deep breath now, because the observation exercise that is superior to all the rest that I told you about is to shift your attention fully observing mode. And we're going to be observing our fingers one at a time, because that will make a connection that opens us to a higher state. It opens all parts of our mind, body, and feeling. It's all coming together for a moment that permits us the perception of that finer energy that is animating everything, that finer energy that is right beyond the veil. So get ready to close your eyes, because I will go through the exercise with you in a moment so you can feel the process and begin imprinting it to your memory. Because when we leave, make yourself comfortable while I tell you about how when we leave within the stream of conscious awareness, all the preoccupations and all the thoughts, they drop away on their own. We don't have to make it go away. Because something much more compelling is now on the scene, and it's the goodness of it flowing through us, and it changes everything. Not one part can take over. There's balance, there's freedom from fear, there's freedom from being anxious, and you're restored to a serenity of love and compassion. And compassion for ourselves as well as compassion for other people. And we begin to vibrate with higher and with a subtle energy that is really not our own, but it's what we are beyond our form, beyond our physical form. We bring our best when we live in that kind of attention. And at that point, even our dedicated inner critic that says, I'm this and I'm that, I must and I should and I could and I would and if I should have and I could have, it could become the very reminder that we can wake up, because we become aware of those thoughts. So if our world has contracted, and if we get hooked by one thought or one feeling, you know how that can destroy. That's not the whole story. If you feel discouraged or confused, animating even that commentary, the question itself prompts for a look inside. So attention mobilizes, it goes wide, perhaps even you can open into a light-filled space where there is no should've, could've, would've. And that's the process of waking up. And waking up means it lights up. We don't have to be a certain way to wake up at any moment. The only thing that we need to change is where we put our attention on. More and more with attending to the presence, staying collected and returning to live the way we want to. It's just like the inner sun coming out. Consciousness starts blazing out, and we're all together different creatures. here for the moment, companions together in pure attention. And that's what happens. But I don't want that to be your expectation. So without any expectations, do the observation practice in action. So I know you're already in a comfortable, relaxed place. Close your eyes. Sit comfortably or lie down comfortably. If you fall asleep, it's not the end of the world. So begin by taking a deep breath in through your nose. Allow the breath to go all the way down to your stomach. And put all your attention on the inhaling and the breathing it down all the way to your stomach. And feel your breath. Watch your thoughts as you breathe. Beware of all kinds of thoughts. Don't think about them positively or negatively. Just be aware. Oh my God, what am I thinking now? Let's see. I'm thinking about how I should change the oil in my car. Okay, great. Remind me when I need to do it. Let it go. Feel your breath. Watch your thoughts. Beware of all kinds of thoughts that come into your mind. Package them up in the cloud if you have to and maybe send them along for now. Let it all go. Because right now we're going to bring your attention to your right hand. Back to finger number one, and you can use your thumb. Feel the blood flow through your finger. Feel your finger tickle as you put your attention on it, and that's your finger reacting to your attention. Don't forget to breathe through your nose and exhale through your mouth. Now concentrate on the second finger the same way, feeling the blood flow through the finger and feeling the tingle come. And if your mind takes you away to some other thought, which it will, become aware of it. Or when you become aware of it, sometimes you'll have a little bit of time passing by. You won't be aware of it. And then you'll become aware of it. Don't forget to just be objective to that thought. Don't get involved in it emotionally. Don't judge it. Just acknowledge the thought and don't dwell on it. And continue focusing on your fingers one at a time. Next finger, feel the blood flowing through your hand. And again, remember, when the thought comes in and you become aware of it, allow it to go away. And so keep going from one finger to another to another. Just allow your attention to fall on your finger. Now, to take it one step further, focus on your finger through your third eye, which is right between both of your eyes. If you take your other hand, the hand that you're not using, you take the index finger and put it right between your eyes, that's the third eye. So focus through the third eye onto that eye and feel the blood flowing through your fingers or through your entire hand. If you can take that hand, and I learned this one from Roy Masters, if you can take that hand and bring it up all the way to the middle of your forehead where the third eye is and kind of tap on it and just release it, let it go, that would be nice too, but it's not carved in stone. You don't actually have to do it. And when you're done with all the fingers, for now, you can open your eyes. And if you remember all the thoughts that came through you in a cloud, or if you have a pen or a paper, which really is something you should prepare before, then go ahead and write down all those thoughts. And don't dwell on them. Don't think about them. Just write them down. And see if there's a message there for you. Mostly there isn't. Sometimes there is. And that's basically the observation exercise that some people call the meditation exercise. And because of the technical difficulties, Because of the technical difficulties that we have, I feel that I should tell you about this season, about the tree and about Christmas. Actually, you know what? I'm going to tell you about the tree. I'm going to tell you about Christmas. And I'll tell you about what happened to me when I was 11 years old and I found out about the tree and the Christmas. Because before that, I didn't even know Christmas existed. I didn't know anything about a tree. I didn't know anything about it. But I will put it down and I will tell you about it before New Year's and before this week is over. So stay tuned and stay in touch. And if you want to get a notification on the next time that I'm going to be live, because I'm going to do it before next week. And that's another thing. It's another oops that I had because I'm traveling today and on the West Coast. I'm broadcasting 5 o'clock West Coast time, not East Coast time, which is 8 o'clock on the East Coast. And I was so confused. I was going to broadcast 8 o'clock when I was thinking about it this morning and say, okay, I'm on the West Coast. I need to do this at 8 o'clock, not realizing that actually it would be 11 o'clock, that I really should have done it at 1 o'clock my time. Well, there you go. That's the confusion of the time zone that I'm in and of where I am. And because of that confusion and because I'm on the road and I want to tell you about the road and the trip, I'm going to tell you about my Christmas story next time that we broadcast, which is going to be before the end of the week. And so until then, I'm in a small town called Klamath Falls in Oregon. Amazingly beautiful little town, only because I love little towns. Again, my perspective. I went up the mountain, which is a 35-mile drive, and I was practically the only car on the road, but not the only car on the road. There were other cars, but I can count in one finger how many cars passed me. And I let them all pass because it was terrifying in some parts to be driving on thin ice. It's pretty cold here. It's about 18 to 20 degrees. And I love this atmosphere. And I'm going to be driving out within the next few days to Medford, Oregon, for a seminar that I will tell you all about that too. My name is Tippi Felsenstein. You are listening to Tippi Talk on Black Talk Radio. I am looking forward to hearing all your Christmas stories, all your New Year stories. Until we meet again, have a magical journey and let your passion, let your talent be your passion. Or let your passion